This is NPR.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for being with us. There was some significant violence in Sudan over the weekend. At least 10 peacekeepers were killed in the Darfur region of the country. Rebel forces bombed African Union troops yesterday and overran the peacekeepers' base in the northern part of the region. It was the worst attack yet on the African Union peacekeeping force, which is supposed to be keeping the violence in Darfur under control. The attack comes as leaders in Sudan prepare for peace talks meant to calm the area. At least 200,000 people have been killed in more than 4 years of conflict in Darfur between government militias and rebel groups. More than 30 peacekeepers were still missing late yesterday, which could mean the death toll from the attack could rise. And the state of Michigan is back in business. Early this morning, the state government in Michigan made a budget deal with the governor that ended a partial government shutdown. For little more than 4 hours yesterday, there were fewer state police patrolling Michigan's highways. Some campgrounds were closed and road construction and lottery sales were called to a halt. The shutdown came after the state legislature and the governor missed a deadline to agree on a new budget. But early this morning, Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm announced a deal which will raise Michigan's income tax rate and expand the state sales tax. And travel guide Lonely Planet is growing up and getting a bit more posh. There's news this morning that BBC Worldwide, the commercial arm of the British Broadcasting Corporation, has purchased the Lonely Planet travel publisher for an undisclosed price. Lonely Planet, which is headquartered in Melbourne, Australia, publishes about 500 travel guides. Since its birth in 1972, the company has been the travel bible for young backpackers out to see the world on a shoestring. But recently, the company has been targeting an older, more mature traveling audience. A spokesman for the BBC said the sale will strengthen Lonely Planet's visibility and growth worldwide, particularly in the digital arena, and provide users with some BBC content as well. Lonely Planet founders Maureen and Tony Wheeler will keep a 25% stake in the company. And two big-name tours started over the weekend. Jennifer Lopez and hubby Mark Anthony opened their first national tour together at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Lopez reportedly wore rather loose-fitting costumes that did little to quell growing pregnancy rumors, something Lopez has denied. And they may be getting a bit grayer and a bit slower, but they can still jump. Music legends Van Halen took to the stage again over the weekend, kicking off their reunion tour. It's been more than 20 years since Eddie and Alex Van Halen and David Lee Roth performed together. The band opened in North Carolina, playing classic hits like Runnin' with the Devil and Beautiful Girls. The band's original bassist, Michael Anthony, is not part of the tour, but there's a new addition in his stead, Eddie's teenage son, Wolfgang, sitting in on bass. Van Halen performs tonight in Philadelphia. The news is always online at NPR.org. I'm Rachel Martin. Back to you, Luke and Allison.
You know my favorite David Lee Roth quote? Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a yacht, and you can pull right up next to happiness.
Oh, that's actually not a bad DLR impression.
Sound wisdom by David Lee Roth. He
had a radio show in New York for just a brief moment. And while we may not always get every tape clip right here and every script awesomely, we will always be better than Diamond Dave's radio show. It was unlistenable.
Rachel Martin, thanks for the news.